Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Stan Rojek. Batting second, the second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting third, the right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Stevens. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second, the third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is hit by the pitch. McCullough moves to second. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bachman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bachman. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Bachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Rojek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustine hits a pop-up towards third. Bachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Sewell moves to second. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 3 in the game. Murtaugh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin catches it. Rojek is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Jack Cassini pinch runs for Dixie Walker. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cassini moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake bunts in front of the plate. Scheffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Cassini moves to third. Kiner moves to second. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens is walked intentionally. Les Fleming pinch hits for Eddie Bachman. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Cassini scores. Kiner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing right field. Monty Baskill now playing third base. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Hank Shen's pinch runs for Bob Scheffing. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Steven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Emil Verbin. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.